Well, it seems you're ready to apply to go abroad. You've chosen your favorite destination, you know where you want to go, so now it's time to fill in the Osseo application to go abroad. This video will briefly cover all the basics on filling out the application. So you'll log in to Osseo at osseo.yamk.fi. I'm doing it in Finnish. You'll choose here under opiskelijavaihto, and you'd click that. In English, you'll choose here under Student Exchange, Student Exchange Application Form and Report. When you click it, you'll see some very important dates here. If you are applying to go outside of Europe, anywhere outside of Europe, these are the application dates that you should be concerned with. If you want to go to a destination inside Europe, these dates here are the ones that you'll want to pay attention to. If you're interested in both going to someplace that's outside of Europe, let's say Canada, and perhaps you're also interested in going to France in Europe, then you need to make two separate applications in Osseo during these periods. So keep that in mind if you have an interest in both places. Be sure to be in contact with your international coordinator and let that person know what your intentions are if you do have two separate applications. So moving on, we'll scroll down to the bottom of the screen and click Continue. Your name will be here at the top. And this student already has some applications in, and that's okay. You come down here for and click this button here, Electronic Application Form. This will open up the application. Now, it's fairly long, so you want to fill out each section as you go. And I would recommend that as you do each section, you come down here and you save as a draft, just to make sure that you don't lose all the time and work and effort that you've put into filling this application. You can come back as many times as you need to, just save as a draft and come back again, as it is fairly long. The first thing that you're going to do is to have a look at the exchange period. So when will you be going abroad? That's what this is for. And these numbers here refer to the academic year. So if the school year started in August 2015, that means that the school year is the 15-16 year. If school started in August 2016, that means that you're going abroad during the 16-17 year. Try not to get this confused. If you're going abroad, let's say in January 2016, that means it belongs to this year because the autumn semester started in 2015. Then you'll choose when you'll be going. Will it be the whole academic year, autumn, spring, less than a semester? This less than a semester you'll fill out for summer schools, short-term studies, something that is not necessarily a what would be considered a normal exchange or a period abroad. This is rather unusual, but hopefully you'll know it when you see it. So we're going to go here, we're going to choose autumn, and I'm going to go abroad in autumn 2016. And here is the type of exchange. This is very important to get right. If it is a normal exchange abroad, it's studying. If it is only practical training abroad, it's practical training. If you happen to be doing practical training through a university, let's say you go to Yangming University and you're doing studies plus practical training, that is what this is. Double degree students, make sure that you choose double degree. It is the only way international services will know that it is a double degree exchange. If you click studying, we'll have to assume that it is a normal study exchange. So if you are doing double degree, make sure that you click this double degree box. And I'm going to click studying because it's going to be a normal exchange in my case. Osseo will fill in this information for you automatically. Make sure to check that the information is correct, that your address is correct, and everything is correct. If it's not correct, you can change it. First, go down to the bottom, save yourself a draft, and then go back up here and change your contact information. And then you can come back to this and finish filling it out. You'll notice that many of these boxes have stars next to them. When they have stars, it means that they are obligatory. You must fill them in some way, shape, or form. The next of kin refers to somebody who you would call in case of an emergency. Oftentimes it's a parent, but it can be whoever you want it to be, whoever you would call if something bad were to happen. You put in their name and put in their contact information, phone number, address, email address, anything in here that will help with getting contact with them. Put in here briefly your reasons that you want to study abroad, just briefly. Here under the language skills, you put in the language that you speak. In my case, it would be English. The language of instruction at home institution. This means, what is the language you are studying here at YUMC? If you're an IB student or a nursing student, for instance, you would put here English. If you have your main language of instruction is Finnish, then you put Finnish. Down here, you put the other languages you know. You want to put in at least your mother tongue and one other language, and then fill in these. Follow the instructions and read carefully. Down here, if you have any work experience related to your current studies, you can go ahead and put those in. It's not necessary, but not a bad thing to fill in. Students' previous and current studies. So here, what are you studying for right now? If you're studying to get your bachelor's degree, that is what you put. The number of years. In this box, you put in the number of years you will have completed by the time you go abroad. For many of you, you will be going abroad on your third year, so in this case, you would put 2. You will have completed 2 years before you go abroad. In this box, you put the number of credits that you will have completed before you go abroad. So that means you need to put in the number of credits you think you'll have ready right up to the time that you leave for your exchange. You can put any experience abroad. If you happen to have you gone abroad for any particular reason, you can put those in here. This information here will be automatically filled in for you. You might want to pay attention to this area here. This is your international coordinator. This is the person who will be checking your OSIO application, the one you'll be looking at your learning agreement with, and your major contact for this process. So you can write this name down, put the phone number down, the email address, so you know who you need to be dealing with. This is one of the most important parts of the whole application. This is the list of institutions you'll be applying to. So let's say that we're going to be applying for places inside Europe. So I'm going to choose Austria. Keep in mind that this first institution, this is your first choice. This is the place you really, really want to go. So make sure that you put in your first choice here. I'm going to choose Vienna. And put in the period of study. This should be the official semester dates for this school. You will find this information most often from the ELMO intra, the student intra. So in here, internationalization through studies and partner info. Partner institutions, info sheets, and other info. In here, you'll find all of the universities, if they've sent me information, by country. You can go in there, find the dates most often. If you can't find the dates, put your best guess. It's not written in stone, and it's not the end of the world if it's not quite correct. But try to get as close as possible. So in this case, we're going abroad. Autumn 2016, perhaps. Their semester date starts on September 2nd. And it will end perhaps on December, let's say, 19th. So that's about 3 months or so. 3 months, 3 weeks, something like that. And put in here the number of credits you expect to complete while you're abroad. We recommend that you shoot for 30. 30 is a good amount to have, but you need at least 5 credits per exchange month. So if we were going abroad for 3 months, we need at least 15 credits. But keeping in mind what Kayla wants, if you're Kayla eligible, shoot for 30. It's a safe amount. You want to fill in at least 2 choices, at least, and maximum 4. So that way, if your first choice falls through for whatever reason, you have your second choice to fall back on. So in this case, I will choose Belgium, just for fun. And let's see. Okay. Don't need to fill in a third, but feel free to if you want to. This last box here, self-acquired study or practical training place. If the place you want to go is not listed here, you can put it here in the self-acquired study or practical training place. You can list the name of the institution here, the country that it's in, and again, the period of study, just like you did above, the number of credits. Here in the type of mobility, you choose free mover if it's for a university that's not in the list above, or if it's a practical training place that is not in the list, you can put it here. Make sure that you put in the email address of the contact person from that school. It will be assumed that you have already asked permission if you plan on going on a free mover exchange. They will have to say that yes, we'll be willing to take you, or no. So be sure to ask first. This information here, most people do want to apply for a mobility grant. However, if you don't want money, then put no here. Most of you, however, will put yes. For those who are applying for Erasmus, this is not terribly relevant. You certainly can fill it in if you like. If you have been on Erasmus exchange already, feel free to fill this in when and how. This intensive language course no longer exists, so go ahead and leave that alone. You'll need to estimate your total costs. It's good to know how much it's going to cost you to live in the country of your choice, so go ahead and put in the costs of living as best you can. You can also put in your CV. Notice it's starred, so you need to put something in. If you happen to have a LinkedIn account, for instance, or you have your CV somewhere electronically, you can copy and paste the URL to your CV here, and that will be fine. Remember to save regularly and check it and make sure it's okay. Once you're happy with your application, you go ahead and click this button here which says Send Application. Keep in mind that once you've sent it, you can no longer edit it. Once it's sent, it goes to your international coordinator and they will check it and either approve it or not approve it. If they haven't approved it, they'll send it back to you and they will let you know what's happened or what you need to fix in your application. In all cases, you will receive emails to your YAMC email address stating the current situation with your application and whether it's been approved or not. Once it's been approved, International Services will contact you and let you know what the next step will be. In the meantime, I would suggest you check out the ELMO Student Intra and check out the Internationalization Through Studies pages to get a good idea of what's next on the line. Good luck!